One of the great advantages of an SLR, of course, is that you can take the lens off and put on a different lens. Even if you don't have multiple lenses, though, you still need to know how to attach the lens that came with your camera. If you do have multiple lenses, knowing how to change them quickly and easily is a good skill to have. When you're carrying more than one lens, you're going to want to be able to work quickly to get one off and the other one on so that you don't miss a shot. Also, you want to be able to work quickly because once you open the camera up, then you're exposing the sensor to dust and that can mess up your image. So it's a good idea to practice this a little bit before you get out in the field. So I have here my camera and the kit lens that came with it. This is the Canon 24-105. And the camera has a body cap on it already, and the lens has this cap here on the body side of the lens. So the first thing is those need to come off. It's pretty simple. They just twist to the left and lift off. And now again, I'm exposing the inside of the camera here, so I want to work quickly. If I was working outside in windy conditions, if there was sand around, I would want to keep this sheltered. Ideally, I would want to keep the camera pointing down. It's going to be less likely that something's going to come in and up, and if something does get in the mirror chamber, gravity might pull it back out. I'm going to take the cap off of the lens. And now to get the lens on, I just look for the red dot that's right here. And I line it up with this red dot right here, so that just fits right in there until the lens is flush, and then I rotate to the right until it clicks, and now the lens is on. So that's on there, it's all good and sturdy, everything's ready to go. All the electrical contacts are in place, that's what makes autofocus work and all of that kind of stuff. So it's very important that you have the lens seated properly. I'm left with these two caps, and you may think, well, I'm not going to need those anymore. No, you are going to need these are very important. If you've got another lens, when you take this lens off, you're going to need to put the lens cap back on. And if you ever take the lens off because you want to pack the camera and the lens separately, even if you only have one lens, then you're going to want to put the body cap back on the camera in addition to putting this cap back on the lens. So what I usually do is just fit them together, and now they're all sealed up. It's very, very important to keep these caps clean. Don't take them off and just stick them in your pocket. Then they get lint all over them. Then when you put them back on the lens or on the camera, that lint gets transferred to the end of the lens or into the camera, and that's how you end up getting sensor dust. Most sensor dust comes into the camera from the lens. So it's very important to keep these clean and to keep the lens clean. I'm going to take the lens off just so you can see how that works. There's a button right here that you push. You can either push it with this finger. Sometimes I'll actually just slide my hand over to the lens, push with my forefinger, and then just twist to the left until the red dots are lined up and the lens comes straight away. And then again, my caps go on. One other accessory that should have come with your camera is the sunshade. And this can be a really critical piece of gear, especially if you're shooting at the wide angle range of this lens. It's very easy to put on. You just, he says, not being able to get it on. You just put it on until it fits and then you twist. And what this does is it helps reduce flare. Flare are those bright colored circles that appear when you're looking into a bright light. Even if you're not seeing full-on circles, you might see an overall washing out of your image, a loss of contrast in your image. A good sunshade can prevent that. This makes the lens longer, which can make it a little bit harder to pack. You can easily remedy that by taking it off and just putting it on the other way. So same thing, it just goes on and rotates until it locks into position. So my lens is a little wider now, but it's not as long. It's going to be easier to get into a bag. So that's changing a lens. If you're doing this with a bag in your hand and a couple of lenses, you're going to need to figure out how to hold on to everything. Having a strap on your camera is going to make a big difference because you can just leave the camera hanging around your neck, which means you don't have to worry about dropping it. All you have to do is worry about dropping your lenses. So over time, you'll learn how to manipulate all of those different parts.